This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us on the radio and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan coming back on the air here on Free Talk Live. I know that you've had a major change in your life. You gave up doing TV shows. Which you've been doing for many years.
I'm taking a break, a big break, yeah. And I want to start focusing on myself.
Good.
Mainly art. I haven't done any sculpture in 5 years. I've been doing digital art, of course, and putting music videos and stuff like that together to keep me busy. But
you moved up here and you brought a kiln with you, right? And you
just couple kilns. I got all the materials. I got all the stuff, and it's not we're not talking about cheap. This isn't a cheap project, but it has been shelved, and I really miss it.
You got to make time for you.
And I'm going to be selling the stuff, of course. So the labor of my love will turn into profit.
Excellent.
Doing the podcasts and talking about your local community on the local television here doesn't
can't make
a whole
of
lot of money.
No, I mean, can't do that.
Maybe I could, I was hoping to find a patron or two or five or a dozen, to help out. And I did get some help over the years, but this isn't, I might get back into it. I mean, mm-hmm. City Council is going to have openings in,
a couple of months.
And but typically what happens is I start scouring the paper and, local news. And before you know it, I have so much that I got to get out there. I just can't call the local radio station and get it out in 5 minutes.
Right.
I need a whole hour to talk about this stuff. If I'm going to be talking about it for an hour on a podcast and distributing to the local TV station here, it's taken many hours out of your day.
Yeah, because 1 hour of talk time on a video show doesn't include all the editing time and all the other
and watching these. A lot of times it requires watching the
council meeting,
the meetings.
Oh God, that's the worst.
And this week the Keene has jumped on board this silly. Let's all be Trump haters and
sign up for the Paris Accord.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so mayors out of many towns across the country are showing their support for the Paris Agreement, and Keene is one of them. It's a bunch of silly, it's a silly political signaling. It doesn't actually mean anything, because if you look at our master plan, it already says that we're going to spend such and such money on, getting green and reducing carbon and all that. But
they just opened up, the ability to dig giant ditches in town for the natural gas company. What's green about natural gas?
And of course, they were out.
It's natural.
They were out picketing. That the 100 or so folks were out picketing that just this week.
That's because at the very least it's inconsistent. Hey, why don't you put in some solar panels or something?
Well, they want to spend my money putting up those solar panels on top of the city council building or on top of the co-op, which is $1 million of grants went into that. So they are green crazy. I understand, keeping pollution down and you're not throwing your trash out your window and whatnot. But my whole life, I was born in 79. My whole life, every single year of my life, they have told me that in 15 years, some catastrophe was going to kill us all. Mm-hmm. We're going to be underwater, or we're going to be under a glacier, or we're going to be so overpopulated that we're going to starve to death. I mean, when is the actual catastrophe going to happen?
It is. It's happening in Washington, D.C. every day.
So,
it's called the government.
One thing I can sort of attest to is I remember when Los Angeles was covered in smog. Yeah. And one would presume...
It's not still?
No. The California laws, you know, sort of the pollution laws, the thing that...
Emissions?
The emissions laws, and I can't remember what the device is called.
The catalytic converter?
The catalytic converter. They stick on the muffler there. You know, that these things...
Doesn't that hurt efficiency on the car?
Of course it does. Yeah. Had something to do with, you know, getting rid of the smog. Also, if you recall the ozone layer, they outlawed, basically outlawed styrofoam to the point that you're drinking out of paper cups now.
And that's when all of the Freon regulations went into effect.
So you can't
collect your own Freon. You got to get some regulated or some guy who's got a certified Freon collector.
Yep, they got to do that. And I don't, you know, I remember being in a parking lot and just, you know, applying Freon into your system. It's like, psst, oh, I think I got it done. Psst, right? Like, you know, we didn't care. We didn't know anything about this stuff. But now, supposedly, the ozone layer is fine. I don't hear anything about it. I haven't heard anything about it in 20 years or so. So one could presume one of two things about that, that either we never needed the legislation in the first place, or that legislation fixed that particular problem. So, I don't know. I mean, I kind of wonder about these all these governments and their solutions to things. They're pretty inefficient, but so is every other solution, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what all the solutions are. I don't know. I do know that the government is inefficient. I mean, that's just the incentives of the government. They don't have any incentives to be quick. They don't have any incentives to be, you know, thrifty. They just do whatever they want. They spend whatever they want. And if you don't like it, well, too bad. You got to live with it.
Yep.
And it's frustrating. And I understand that you got pretty burned out, Conan. You were paying a lot of attention to the local news and following along with that. You were doing a weekly hour-long plus TV show focusing on those things, and you know, it's just not changing anything, right?
I think what it really boiled down to is 4 months of me watching every single meeting.
Oh man.
And I actually started to create debt spreadsheets of the money that is being spent and where it's going.
Really?
And I realized there is only one solution, and that is collapse.
For the government, for
the local state and feds, it has to collapse, and the people have to, who are so reliant on all of these programs. I mean, every single one of them, going down from Social Security to the military to their fire departments, it has to collapse, and the people have to pick up the pieces and start over again, because the downward spiral is so sharp right now. You know, think of the federal debt. Think of the, and you know, you can look at the state and even our own debt here. It's like $30 million.
So then,
just right here in Keene.
Should those of us who support liberty then give up political action and try to hasten the demise of the state rather than trying to change it, trying to reduce its involvement in our lives, trying to make it more of a sane organization? Should all those efforts be stopped?
I think that keeping up with the conversation, that it actually exists, keep that conversation going, but get your affairs in order. Get your own personal affairs in order.
Yeah.
Get out of debt if you are.
That's
in
a good
debt.
Idea. Yeah.
Start. I'm not saying go off the grid completely, but I mean, do what I do. I'm raising everything I can.
Yep.
A garden. I raise rabbits. I raise chickens. You know, I do all of my own work on everything. You know, I feel pretty.
You think the S is going to hit the fan?
Oh yeah, it's gonna. I mean, just look at history.
Sure.
Look at history, and we are at the end of the 80-year cycle.
Now, what is that? What is the 80-year cycle?
Every 80 years, there is a calamity. Mm-hmm. It's usually a...
The Great Recession
it's
calamity?
It's usually a war.
Okay.
And that was the other 80 years. It was World War II. Before that, it was the Civil War, and before that, it was the American Revolution. Now, when you have the peace-loving left beating the war drums to go to war with Russia, you know you've getting down to the end, the nitty-gritty. It's the end. The one good thing about that I said a year ago, the one good thing about Trump getting elected was that the anti-war left would come back. And guess what?
They did.
I don't see them anywhere.
Oh, now there's been some anti-war stuff posted. I've seen it on Facebook at least.
Oh, it's on Facebook now? Well, that doesn't count.
I guess it doesn't. You know, they're not exactly in the streets.
If you're not standing out in front of, you know, the military buses or whatever as they're trying to leave the depot, then, you know, you don't have an anti-war movement.
It's what I hear from the left. is, hey, Russia, they ruined our party, and we need to go to war with them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, crazy years. Yeah, 80-year cycle. We're at the end of it.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Hawaii looking at a basic income, Amazon to take over Whole Foods, and whatever you want to talk about goes on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You just dial on. on in toll free and bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. It's that simple. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and the government isn't going to solve likely the problem that they created. So you got to solve it for yourself as best you can under these terrible circumstances. Your options are limited, but you don't have to have health insurance as much as the government wants you to. You can go to the free market healthcare company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. They've also got a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's talk about the Amazon news, which I think hit while we were still up, or early this week, I think, while we were still up at Rogers Campground, or maybe it was late last week. But anyway, Reuters has the story, and that is the merger that shook food and retail stocks on Friday. Amazon.com's proposed deal to buy Whole Foods Market rattled some employees of the upscale grocery chain who expressed fears ranging from layoffs to the loss of their laid-back corporate culture. The online retailer hopes the $13.7 billion acquisition helps it disrupt the grocery business and expand its real-world store footprint.
You know, what I found is that employees tend not to like when a store, or you know, store, but a business is sold.
Yeah, it means some consultant's going to come in with an axe and right. start cutting jobs.
Well, it means some level of disruption in some level, right? Like some type of disruption is going to happen. You know, the way that we've done things in the past is
sure.
not going to be the way that we do things in the future.
That's true. I mean, new systems might be implemented, new rules or whatever, but I
right.
think the biggest fear is, are you going to keep your job, typically?
Yeah, right, and everybody wants to be able to quit their job when they want to quit their job.
Uh-huh.
But they don't want anyone to tell them when their job's over for them. I mean, it's like, you know, it's that breakup thing. You want to be the one to do it. You don't want to be the one to have it done to you. So they're always very good at making it sound like a human rights issue when one big company buys another big company. But ultimately, employment's an agreement. It's an agreement
sure.
like a relationship, like
contract.
A marriage, like a friendship. It takes, you know, it takes two parties.
Both have to benefit. Both parties have to benefit from that agreement, or it's not going to keep going.
Right. Well, I mean, benefit may not be the right term. I mean, I'm sure companies have fired the wrong person in the past, right? Like, they've let people go that they mm-hmm. shouldn't have let go. And, you know, some employees, I'm just guessing, I have no idea, but maybe some employees will get the axe that shouldn't get the axe. That would be
maybe.
Best for both parties if those employees stayed on. But that's kind of the danger of a big company in the first place. You take all the benefits. You know, you take the health insurance and the set hours and all the things that you get from working for a big company. And I've worked for Clear Channel back when it was called Clear Channel before iHeartMedia was its name. And I have some general idea of what it's like. And, you know, you take the advantages, but you take the disadvantages, too. And this is one of the disadvantages.
The disadvantage of you could get sold and have your job lost anytime.
Sure. It's that kind of thing, right? It's a corporate culture.
Yeah, I don't miss it personally. I'm glad I don't work for corporations anymore. I mean, we've been doing Free Talk Live for a long time, and Conan, I guess you did get a job recently to kind of fill in the gaps, but you know, you're
10 hours a week.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's actually an excuse to get out of the house
right.
and meet people. It's the best thing I could have done.
Good.
But no, I make most of my money is from, guess what, selling on Amazon.
For now. But you were telling us before the show that they've been cracking down.
They are making changes. And one of the biggest changes earlier this year has to do with the fact that they are running out of warehouse space.
Really?
They've
got too much stuff.
They cannot build the warehouses fast enough. So I have a lot
wow.
of inventory stored in their facilities. And
they charge you for that.
And of course, they were charging a small long-term storage fee, but then they really ramped it up. And
ooh.
their actual fulfillment by Amazon fees So it just didn't. It doesn't pay to keep my inventory with them any longer.
So you're
now it's all at my house.
I
had to dump a lot of stuff too because it was just cheaper just to have them destroy it slash probably take over.
Then ship it back to you.
Then ship it back to me. So yeah, my basement is turning into a library. my own warehouse. But yes, that's just one of the changes. They are also cracking down on what they say is copyright and burning of images.
Like on DVDs.
On DVDs.
So like, for instance, when recently my DVD contract got pulled from the distributor, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is the DVD that I'm the executive producer of. I'm the person who has been doing the, you know, the business behind the scenes of making that happen. And it was also thanks to Michael Dean for hooking me up with the distributor. And they stuck with it for, I don't know, 3-4 years, 4 years of printing this DVD and helping distribute it on Amazon, which it got the, you know, Amazon Prime. It got the free shipping because it was at Amazon's warehouse. But I didn't have to pay to warehouse it. It was the DVD distributor who was doing that.
Correct.
And then they decided to stop production of the DVD because, honestly, it really wasn't selling.
Yeah, I suspect this all happened whenever Amazon implemented their new regulations. And I think that your distributor was like, nope, it's just not worth it.
Not worth it.
It's not worth making a couple of pennies and Amazon making all of it.
Yep, you may be right about that. Or at the very least, since it wasn't selling enough copies, it may not have even been worth paying Amazon to store it.
Right.
To possibly ship it when it every now and then did sell a copy. So yeah, they stuck with the digital distribution. They said, well, if you want us to keep, you know, doing the watchable digital version on Amazon, we'll keep doing that. And I said, well, sure. I mean, if somebody wants to pay to watch it on Amazon, then that's fine. They can do that.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, so Amazon created some new stipulations where little sellers, small-time sellers like myself, would have to jump through all kinds of hoops to prove that they were reliable merchants.
You have
which I
to,
can't, which I can't do. I buy my materials from yard sales.
Right, right. One of those requirements was you had to show an invoice or multiple invoices to Amazon to show that you have like a merchant account with some sort of DVD distributor. If you want to sell DVDs, you had to show that to them. And even though I had a receipt from ordering like 100 copies of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree from the wholesaler, that receipt was, it was old and it had my name on it.
It was too old and it was only one and they want three. I mean, it, all kinds of stipulations.
Yeah. So anyways, that meant that you couldn't sell Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on Amazon. And so we had to go to eBay in order to do that. And eBay's, you know, they're not great either these days. What are they charging? 10% at least for listings?
Yeah.
Didn't used to be that
way. It's a lot less than Amazon's fulfillment by Amazon.
What are they
charges? It's all of it.
Well, yeah,
wow. An $8 book, they're taking like $7.
That's incredible.
What's happening is that big companies are figuring out distribution systems that are more efficient than little people can use effectively, and they're sucking up that profit that was on the table for little people to make money on the internet. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. I wouldn't do an eBay business because I looked at the margins on it, and I don't want to work for less than minimum wage.
There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're on Amazon as a seller and you want to comment. You're welcome to join us. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Amazon picking up with a $13.7 billion acquisition. The company known as Whole Foods Market Incorporated. And some of the employees aren't too keen on what might be coming down the pike, which could, of course, mean layoffs. Because we reported on the Amazon development of this basically employee-less storefront that is kind of like a grocery store, like a mini grocery store in a larger city where you, according to what we read, we haven't actually tried this, although I was curious to know if one of them happened to be in Manhattan when we were down there recently. It would have been fun to give it a shot. But where you go in, you have to have an Amazon account and a smartphone in order to get in. You basically scan your phone at the some sort of kiosk or turnstile or whatever when you walk in, and then you just go and you put the things that you want in your in a bag, and then you just walk out. And that's it.
Right. It figures out whether what you've got, whether you've put it back, you know, those kind
of
things.
It's using like RFID technology or something like that. And then it's your account is billed for the amount of the total, and you don't have to stand at a cash register, which...
Robots. It's the future.
Yeah. And I don't know what percentage of the, you know, stocking is done by robots. I think there are still some employees who are putting things on the shelves. They did show some of the video footage I saw of it. They did show some, like, chefs that were cooking up, because they do have like prepackaged meals, so you can just go in, grab something off the shelf. You're at work, you're running in, you grab something fresh, you put it in. So they still have some chefs, some human chefs. They still have probably human stock boys, but there's no customer service, basically, or maybe there's like one or two customer service people in case someone can't find what they're looking for. Obviously, we haven't actually been into it to experience it ourselves, but having
read the article. Yeah, have you guys ever seen the Amazon warehouses and in operation?
No, with it's all robotic.
With all the little robots, the four-wheeled robots that will slide around the floor, like the little, what are the little vacuum cleaners that roll around on their carpet?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, there's thousands of these things.
Roomba, yeah.
Roomba. There's thousands of these Roombas running around and picking up whole shelves. You know, square shelves, and taking them to their location, and there'll be a human at a location with a scanner, and she has a number, and she knows what shelf to look on, and she grabs the item, puts it in the in the on the conveyor, and it goes, you know, shipping, sliding down through the to the system,
and then the little robot takes the shelf away.
And the robot takes the shelf back where it was supposed to be.
Interesting. So the human has to just stand there while the robots are the ones moving all around.
The only thing the humans are doing are they're taking the item off the shelf and packaging it.
Wow.
That's it.
I can't believe they haven't replaced drivers.
Yeah. Well, the drivers are next, probably.
The drivers meaning delivering the driverless product.
The driverless trucks are going to take over, and that'll be the next move.
Not only that, but the Amazon drones are also a thing in some cities. They're already testing the Amazon drones.
They want very badly to deliver your packages with remote control airplanes, and that would make their life a lot less costly.
And I'm sure Whole Foods and some of these Whole Foods individuals are, that's what they see. They might have seen that video.
Amazon's looking at putting up free streetlights for municipalities so that on top of these streetlights, they will have charging stations for their drones.
Amazing.
So they just land on the municipal streetlight that has been donated by Amazon. Wham!
Oh,
they're charging up. They then continue on their way taking your package.
You got to hand it to them. I mean, that's innovative.
Yeah.
The question is, whose power is running through that street pole? Is it power that I paid for?
Yes.
Or is Amazon actually paying their fair share of
get billed for it until it hits the meter on your house, so you wouldn't have to worry about it.
When I say me, I mean my city taxes, my property taxes going in to pay for the pole itself. That's city funded.
Well, it sounds like Amazon would be paying for the poles, the infrastructure, so that way they can save money on shipping, right? In the long run, it will cost them X up front, but if they don't have to pay UPS and FedEx to ship those products, that's a huge savings.
In my town, you can have a street light out in front of your property, but you've got to pay for it, and they charge you sort of some monthly fee or something for the maintenance of it. So
as long as it doesn't piss your neighbor off, right? It's too bright because it's not facing the right direction.
Right. He can't have light. Why has he got light?
Chasing the deer away.
Right. Thank goodness.
So we've just kind of been talking generally about Amazon and some of the good, some of the bad. I mean, there's, you know, for all the innovation and the interesting automation things that they have going on, they're cutting the benefits to the bone of selling on their platform. They're trying to drive you away.
Making it very difficult for small-time merchants like myself and creating monopoly for the big distributors.
Well, monopoly is not the right word. Maybe oligopoly would be a little more accurate, but
it's cutting them out. It's cartelizing. So that's what happens, though. Big loves big is the old saying.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to organize all the little guys together and deal with all the customer service issues that might come up and that kind of thing. It's significantly less costly to just have one, you know, just a small group of organizations with which to deal. And you can use your power on those organizations more effectively and that sort of thing. I mean, it's the natural progression. I've often wondered personally about shop.freetalklive.com, exactly when Amazon's going to decide they don't want us.
They've tried to cut us out a couple times.
Yeah.
They've tried to. So for those that don't know, you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links there. You click on those links. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. And then when you shop, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase because we sent them the business. But there have been a couple times where they have basically tried to terminate our agreement over some perceived violation of their terms of service.
Right.
Like, using a URL with the word Amazon in it associated with Free Talk Live was apparently a violation of their terms of service. This was one of the issues that they had a few years ago.
At one time, one could get to our store using, AmazonUS.freetalklive.com or something like that, and they didn't want us to...
They didn't want us promoting that.
Promoting that, yeah. Right. They didn't want us to promote that. And
even though it was making them money.
Because, well, I mean, it's clear that everybody in the world could get confused about whether or not Free Talk Live owns Amazon, right? I don't even get it.
Yeah, it was weird. And that was one example, and there was some other petty thing that they did. I don't even remember what the other one was. But it's like, if you don't jump through this hoop that we put up, Mr. Free Talk Live, we are going to cancel your affiliates agreement. And for Free Talk Live, we actually do pretty good. There's usually $500 to $900 a month that comes into the show because we've got a bunch of listeners that go and shop over at shop.freetalklive.com. So now we had to implement shop.freetalklive.com because that doesn't take you directly to Amazon. It doesn't have Amazon in the URL, but when you go there, you can find the Amazon links, and we can still get that done. But it's almost like, we've had enough of you guys promoting us. You know, all your listeners know about us already, so it's not like we really need you mm-hmm. to promote us out there. And we're doing you a favor by allowing you to promote us like this. Was sort of like what you thought might have been going on, right, Mark?
That's pretty much what I mean.
Trying to push us out.
At this point, what Amazon has to weigh for themselves is how many of our customers, how many people go through shop.freetalklive.com, go there, we're going to buy their thing from Amazon anyway. And how many of them do their shopping at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com? How many of them do their shopping there that they would not have done through Amazon? And there's no way for them to sort of figure that out. But, I imagine they say to themselves, we really like that profit margin of the ones that were going to shop here anyway. That's ours.
Right, because they're paying 7 to 8% on most of those purchases.
A lot of stuff.
Well, here's the big question, because before Amazon, it was eBay. And
right.
Amazon was the eBay killer.
That's right.
Question, I posted when they just came down with these new regulations on textbooks, these new stipulations on textbooks, which I sell a lot of.
Where you have to have a contract with some distributor in order to be able to sell a used textbook now, apparently.
This is every time they make one of these moves, it is what I think is a deal killer. It's a coffin. It's another nail in the coffin. And how long is it going to take
on Amazon?
So now I'm going to have to take all my textbooks. I'm no longer going to sell them on Amazon. I'm going to sell them on eBay.
Right.
Or some other platform that I find. And
what else is there, by the way? I mean,
there are some bookstores, and I'll look them up in a second, but I'm not real sure.
All right, more coming up here. If you've got an idea as far as, what other options there are for sellers besides Amazon you want to weigh in, with your experience, let us know.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number, 855-453. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan's back.
And Mark.
We're talking about the Amazon ups and downs. Some people are rightfully concerned that Amazon might be cutting some jobs once they take over Whole Foods market, which was the news late last week. A $13.7 billion acquisition led to a, we'll talk more about the details there and what some employees of Whole Foods are saying, but it led to a larger discussion just sort of about Amazon as this monolithic entity that is clamping down and making more restrictions on their individual sellers, making it harder and harder to do business with them, less and less likely that you're going to want to store your products with Amazon. It used to be that they'd let you, for a very cheap price, store your stuff in their warehouse, so that way when people ordered it, they would get the Fulfilled by Amazon free Super Saver shipping or
which
Prime.
Huge incentive.
And now it's getting harder and harder to accomplish that. We can't do it anymore with Derek J's victimless crime spree. We tried. We tried to apply for the, you know, DVD permission slip, but even though I'm the executive producer of the movie, that's not good enough. You got to have a contract with a distributor in order to be able to sell stuff there now, and we don't have that. Even though we got a pile of DVDs, we don't have the contract, so we got to do it the hard way. If you want to get a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, there are maybe about 115 of them available out there at this point, and Conan is the official authorized seller on eBay, because we can't do it on Amazon anymore. So you can go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com, and you'll see a link there to eBay. You'll see a link there to saveitpurse.com. So for those of you who want to buy with crypto, I'm fulfilling those orders. If you want to buy with your credit card and PayPal, Conan will be fulfilling those orders. So go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com and check that out. It could be a collector's edition at some point. You know, there probably are only several hundred copies of this disc that exist in the entire world, and only about 100 of them remain.
It looks good. It would look good just putting it on your wall.
It's a beautiful cover design. I really love the picture taken by Glenn Aldrich of Derek J as he's being carted away by two female cops. It's an iconic iconic photo. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, you don't have to buy the DVD to see it. You can just go watch it for free anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. And so we're talking about Amazon, the merger, again, $13.7 billion acquisition of Whole Foods Market. Carmen Clark is 37. She's a six-year employee at a store in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Whole Foods store, said that some workers are worried that Amazon-led automation could lead to job cuts. She says, everybody's been kind of joking that it's going to be robots and drones. Clark said of potential changes from Amazon, which uses robots in its warehouses and is testing drones for delivery. She says she's giving Amazon the benefit of the doubt. She says, quote, I've purchased from Amazon for 5 years. It's a good company, unquote.
I don't tend to think that they are going, like, how are they going to roll in with the robots and drones? And
it's not tomorrow when that's going to happen. It's right. Going to take a little bit of time.
Well, we have something in the retail industry called attrition, right? Mm-hmm. Employees come and employees go.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, if you've taken a look at your local grocery store, including Whole Foods, you'll find a lot of young people working there.
That's right. It's a starter position. It's a low-skilled job that anybody who can, you know, walk and has hands basically can do.
Yeah. And they mentioned how long she'd been at the store, six years.
6 years.
My presumption is that she's one of the long-time employees at that
mm-hmm.
store. Just a guess. Now, they're going to need employees to some level or another at these stores, no matter what they do. And they can let employees go through attrition. When my mom, who was the second female field engineer for General Telephone and Electronics in Florida history, they needed to sort of cull some people out of the system for whatever reason. She took a payout to leave a little early. You know, she did the math and said, well, I could leave now and take essentially half of the pay that I would get while, or wait 3 years and, you know, get the 100% pay
mm-hmm.
and go to work every day. And she said, I'll take half pay to not go to work. And that's what she did. And so, you know, this is attrition's a time-honored way of dealing with
great point.
Employees.
You know, I kind of like this. I've worked at a lot of different companies in my life, and there are always those guys, and you're like, what do you do? You know, it's like the guy from Office Space. He's like, I'm the guy who deals with the customers,
mm-hmm.
and because he didn't want to lose his job. And we've all met that person. The good thing about these shakeups is hopefully that guy hasn't been here long enough and doesn't have enough seniority that they have to keep him, but they can actually let him go because what is he actually providing? He is he's a lost cause and he's not helping the company at all. So sometimes shakeups could be a good thing.
Oh,
and as far as attrition is concerned, you know, it'll give you that opportunity when all the robots are taken over. It's like, maybe I need to reevaluate what I'm actually providing the company. Maybe I should become the guy who's actually fixing the robots.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you start to see robots coming into the workplace. I mean, I think, Mark, you're onto something as far as if Amazon wants to replace the Whole Foods employees with robots, the smartest way to do it is what you said. I think that's a brilliant idea in that just wait for somebody to quit and then roll a robot in to replace them. Then you don't have this big bloodletting, right, where, you know, Amazon
right.
comes
the
in
huge
and
press.
Whack! You know, knocks out half of their human employees in the Whole Foods division and replaces them all with robot. Big press, all kinds of negative publicity. If they do it quietly where, you know, three teenagers decide to quit for the summertime or, you know, whenever,
right.
And then, you know, Mr. Robotron comes in there and, you know, starts to stock the shelves, that's going to send a signal to the rest of the employees that their days are numbered. It's time to start thinking about
becoming important
doing
to the company.
Something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or going away.
Or go vote for Bernie to get that basic universal basic income.
Well, the liberals have loved and have a love-hate relationship with Whole Foods at this point anyway. To them, this is the culmination of what they knew was going to happen. You know,
you mean because there's a libertarian guy who used to own it?
John Mackey. Is it sold now or selling?
It is a proposed deal.
So John Mackey, CEO of Whole Foods, creator of Whole Foods, he's a libertarian, and he has done a great job with providing what largely are liberal and independent voters with the kind of foods that they want.
Very expensive foods.
Yeah, the whole paycheck model. And, you know.
That's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
You spend your whole paycheck at Whole Foods.
This is why I don't know anything about Whole Foods.
Yeah, I've been in there once.
My wife runs off to a Whole Foods any opportunity she gets because there's things that she wants to get there that she can't get elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
So that's important to her. She fits
like
firmly.
Fruit that tastes just as
I have
the
no
same
clue.
As regular fruit, but
I
costs
don't pay
two
attention.
Times as much.
Look, man, it's
the scam.
We've
if you
got
ask
jobs
me.
To do in my household.
Yeah.
Her job is
to shop.
Procure the food that we will eat.
Okay.
And I don't pay any attention. I'm not going to give feedback. If she asks me a question, I will give her the best answer I can give. But otherwise, no. If she wants to pay extra for something that's organic, for whatever
haven't
reason.
Haven't they done taste tests on organic food and you can't tell?
I don't
tell?
Care. Again, I don't care. But anyway, so she's firmly in their demographic. They've sold to her and whatever. And those they're confused. And now when they say you're selling to the big Amazon monster, well now they're that much more upset. I mean, think about Walmart for example. Walmart could cover all of its stores in solar panels.
Yeah.
It could. You know, give extra discounts to Democrats. It could teach household pets to assassinate Republicans on site. And they still would hate them just because they're big and successful.
I see.
Because liberals hate big success. They hate business. They hate, you know, what they call amorphously corporations, mm-hmm. although
the government's a corporation.
Pretty much everything's a corporation. They want the corporation to solve the problem that it created in creating corporations in the first place. That doesn't even make any sense. It's all garbage thinking.
So she's giving this.
Oh, by the way, don't complain on my Facebook page that you don't like what I have to say. Call in at 855-453, unless you're chicken. That's 855-450-3733, because I could be wrong, and you could set me straight. It's my job as a talk show host to have an opinion, but maybe, just maybe, my opinion's incorrect.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You could let me know.
Yeah, it's happened before.
You could inform me. You could be convincing, or you can prattle on uselessly on the Facebook page.
Isn't Facebook a corporation, too?
Dozens of people.
Why do they use Facebook?
I don't know, but they're probably going to do it on their Apple iPad.
So she's giving Amazon the benefit of the doubt, saying that she's purchased from them for 5 years, and it's a good company. Well, yeah, it's a great company to buy from. Maybe it's a good company to work for. I've never heard the employees that work for Amazon complaining. I'm sure there's some that don't like it, but it's also not being very good to its merchants right now. It's kicking them to the curb. So it depends on when you say they're a good company, it depends on what they're good at. What specifically are you talking about here? Reuters approached a dozen employees in different states, and we'll get some of their comments here. 855-453. Some of them have been told by managers not to speak to reporters. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.